You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Friday, April the 18th of 2025. The time is 8:07. Currently overcast skies, maybe a couple of stray raindrops in the central Wisconsin area. Temperature 50 degrees here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Final Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up this morning at 8:21, we'll be talking about your holiday weekend weather forecast. Of course, it is the Easter holiday weekend. Today is Good Friday, and of course, Easter Sunday coming up on Sunday. Lots of family activities, lots of different activities out there that the weather can throw a monkey wrench into. What can we expect weather-wise? We'll find out with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up in just a few minutes. Then at the bottom of the hour, as we do every Friday, we get a chance to visit with our Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike has been covering the Brewers and the Bucks and the Badgers, and of course this weekend, tomorrow in fact, the Milwaukee Bucks will open up their Eastern Conference playoff series with the Indiana Pacers. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more at 8:34 this morning with Mike Clemens. Coming up in the second hour, as we do on Fridays as well, we get an opportunity to visit with my friend and Newman Catholic High School athletic director and football coach and track and field coach, Paul Miklik. And then, of course, at the end of the program, our final segment at 9:51 this morning, we will have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, some of the famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays, some special events being acknowledged today. And then, of course, we will wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. As every day, we have a number for the day, and instead of just throwing it out there, we make it a quiz. We give Ian Welsh three choices, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect, and give a chance to finish off the week in a positive way. And
absolutely,
the person that does take that quiz is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Two out of four so far this week. Started with two wins. Had back-to-back losses, so
a little bit of pressure.
This morning. You want a winning week, so we're
yes,
gonna
I do.
We're gonna see whether or not you can pull that one out and be able to get that W coming up at the end of the program.
That's right.
But yeah, absolutely. We'll talk more with you and get a sense on what's going on. Of course, you've had your rehearsals this week and now getting ready for the weekend as well.
Oh, yes.
But we'll talk to you a little bit later on. But wanna talk a little bit to Cornell here. Cornell, you actually nice to see you sitting across the table here in our studio. Make sure you get that microphone just a little bit closer. But I know that you tune in. You're one of our terrific callers, not just for this program, but other programs across the Civic Media Radio Network. And good to see you.
Well, I just came in today to, you know, we got Earth Day coming up this week. And,
if everybody checks out their towns and punches up Earth Day, there's quite a few events in Wausau and all over, you know, the towns, Stevens Point, Madison, Milwaukee. There's quite a few events. And
it's just on Tuesday for people, just in case they don't know.
Yeah, Tuesday, and there's events going on. It sounds like all week, you know, they'll be running, just not on Tuesday. But if you punch up the city and Earth Day, even if you go to the DNR site, that they got Earth Day events there. And I just wanted to come in and talk about how important our trees are in the world, because the trees are the air conditioning of the world. And we really need more trees, because our CO2 level is rising, and trees they'll just help lower the temperature of the area. And right. It's very aesthetic. And I would like to congratulate Wausau, because I think they've won an award in their department that they plant so many trees, and it's really wonderful. Like, I see trees every 50 feet. And, you know, you just need trees to, you know, it's just so important, because our CO2 level is the highest in a million years. And it cleans the water, it's flood control, and it's just something that people should do. I'd like to see businesses like plant a tree in every corner of their property. Mm. You know, it's very important. And even wildlife, you know, you have the birds and insects that live in the trees, and it's just very important.
And also, real fast before you continue, something we're talking about with members of the environmental committee just recently is about pollinators. And it doesn't always have to be trees. It could just be plants as well.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah. I mean, it could be very small, but sure. It's also very important. And if you just, because the bees and the birds need those pollinators. Yeah. I mean, it's all part of the cycle of life, basically, here. But, there's so many different ways that it may seem like a small thing, but actually it could be a very significant
thing. Oh, sure. Like, I have my big hobby is I do 6 to 8 hours in my garden. I have a gigantic garden. I put down about 100 tomato plants, and the bees come in. You know, they have to pollinate. You know, even they transfer bees around the country to pollinate the crops, and it is very important. I even grow a good pollinator for zinnia flowers. I put those down, and a lot of bees like that, and even the hummingbirds, and it's just a nice sound that these bees come around. It is quite important.
And the thing about it, it's important to think about, and I think that something that you've obviously thought about, is every day that goes by that we don't take it seriously, we're getting closer and closer to some very serious consequences, aren't we?
There might be a no return point, but people have to pay attention to the environment.
Right.
You know, and you know, it's they're just talking about the environment. Even the Wausau paper had an article front page that the Lake Michigan isn't acting right. It's getting too warm. Mm-hmm. And then also now they're cutting back on FEMA. And they just had a thing on the newspaper that Mississippi River is polluted. And FEMA regulates the Mississippi River. And also another point is we have to support wind power, solar power, and now the Trump administration wants to shut down New York's wind power, where that they need that funding, and they were going to power 500,000 trees. You know, you really have to focus on, you know, if the federal government's not going to do it, the states have to do it. We have to have the electric stations. We have to support wind power, solar power, and it's quite important, because our temperatures are hitting record numbers. Even in Europe, it's tremendous floods, and even in South America, that they had trees there, but they had so much clear cutting that they had floods, that they had 800 houses and 600 houses were wiped out from floods. So I mean, you have to pay, and we had tremendous flooding down in Brownsville. We had 25 inches of rain, and they're really suffering, these red states. I'm surprised they're supporting Trump, but they're having a steady flooding in Texas, Kentucky, and also tremendous fires. And we had in North Carolina, there was even fires in Florida that Trump didn't even complain about, you know. So, I mean, the planet's warming, you know, and that's the problem. And, you know, the statement is that, you know, it's going to be too hot to live. And we have to look at those temperatures. And even like back in
ignoring the issues. Yeah. And I think, you know, real quickly,
yes,
before
right,
you jump in,
right.
It's not just this, but it's all sorts of different issues when you see the policies in the last 3 months. Since this new administration came in terms of cutting funding in not just that area, but in so many different areas, the idea that if you ignore the problem, it's going to go away. I think, you know, a child realizes that is not the way to go about trying to fix any issues. If you ignore it, it's just going to get worse. And unfortunately, it seems as though in so many different areas, that is the policy of this administration, that, hey, if we just eliminate these positions, we won't have to think about them anymore. Which is ridiculous.
Well, the bottom line is, a scientist said, if we don't get this under control, we might not be able to survive in 100 years.
And I mean, also, there is, I think, as you said, there is going to be a date where it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're
yeah.
going to get to the point you can't fix it.
Right.
I mean, it's literally getting closer and closer to that point.
Right, right.
Now we got about 2 minutes to go, and I know you have so much you want to say, but
yeah.
is there something you want to make sure you
well,
get in there?
Well, Tom Tiffany wants to create a national park in Madeline Islands up north.
Yeah.
And the state should really fight that, and we should keep control of that, because he wants to clear cut the forest. And studies have shown is you shouldn't clear cut. You should thin out. You can thin it out, but you shouldn't totally clear cut it, because the trees are homes to birds, insects, and that's very important. Like, there was a woodpecker down in South America. If they didn't have that woodpecker, those trees would die, because those woodpeckers, they eat a lot of bugs, and the birds, you know, this. So it's just, you know, just people have to pay attention, you know. I mean, it's like you said, are people, you know, you said on the radio, are people paying attention?
Well, that's it.
You know?
And I think, you know, to kind of wrap it up, and then something that you do, and I think that everybody has to do, is take the responsibility themselves. It's easy to blame others, you know,
right.
the representatives, but part of democracy, that's part of democracy, and the people need to be knowing what's going on, and also pressuring those elected officials, because I do think, even if they disagree with you, if they hear that pressure, it does affect them in some way.
Getting the right people in office that believe in protecting the environment.
It's very,
and
very
straightforward. That's what we have to, you know, we have to focus on that.
Cornell, thank you very much.
Well, thank you,
Always
Chad.
Always good to see you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Brittany here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube as well. It is 8:22. You can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. Again, if you have something on your mind, something that Cornell was talking about just a few moments ago, anything that we're not talking about, you can also let us know. Again, that number is either to call or text 715-382-9297. Again, overcast skies, mild temperatures here to start things off on this Friday morning, Good Friday morning. 50 degrees here in downtown Wausau. And to find out about our holiday weekend forecast, we are happy to welcome back, as we do every morning at 8:21. And even with the changes that are occurring, I will be in this chair. Brittany will be with us as well to talk about the weather on weekday mornings at 8:21. It is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. I mean, I got to admit, I had the hardest time dragging myself out of bed this morning. I don't know why. It's just, I mean, and I went to bed actually early last night. I was tired. And as I was laying in bed around, 10 o'clock, I could hear in Weston, the rain was really pouring down last night. At least it sounded like it to me. I didn't get out of bed and look, but it just sounded like it was coming down pretty hard.
It sure was. And I did the same exact thing. I kept the window cracked. I wanted the fresh air all night. I wanted to hear the rain because, you know, some people use the soundscapes to fall asleep and the thunderstorm sounds. Well, we had it naturally last night. So it just rocked me to bed. And like you said, I didn't want to get up because it's the perfect sleeping weather, isn't it?
How much do we get by any chance? Do you have any idea on that? Was it significant? Because I really don't know. It's like, I mean, sometimes you may sound like there's a lot of rain, and then you hear, well, just, you know, a couple of tenths or something like that. Did we get a significant amount last night, or do you know that?
You know, I have to still look because I have been so busy. You know what happened? You know what happened down south this morning? They didn't wake up to that nice, beautiful rainfall that we had. They saw baseball size hail down south this morning. So I have been tracking that. It is crazy. It shattered out windshields, damaged roofs, wrecked siding, all of that. Pretty scary stuff. So as we take a look, I'm looking right now. What did we get?
For that reason, I will make sure to put my car always in the garage. I mean, because you never know. Real. I know there was a chance of maybe some severe weather, but I don't think people were thinking about baseball size hail. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And very rare. And then that storm is, thankfully, the hail started to weaken, but it is still headed towards the Milwaukee area. Mm. So really hitting the big populated areas, you know, south of Madison into Milwaukee. Just some crazy stuff. But I can't get our rain amounts just yet. They're not loading.
Figure. That's okay. We know. But the thing about it, coming into work this morning, it was, you know, it had that refreshing feeling after the rain. And warmer temp, nice warm morning, refreshing feel. As we look outside, I mean, I see the clouds. I you know, maybe a couple of stray drops still around. But as we get into our Friday, are we expecting more rain today?
We are. So we've got the dreary, cloudy skies, the soggy grass, the fog still lingering probably till about 10 or 11, then it'll clear. It'll be cloudy all day today. High temperatures, though, still nice. Like you said, we're going to make it to the upper 50s. But rain could still be sprinkling and spitting on us throughout the afternoon. I think it's going to ramp up a little bit more, so moderate rain from about 4 to maybe 10 o'clock this evening. And the later we get, the more chances of some rumbles of thunder, but no severe weather here for us. We're not looking at that hail risk, nothing. So don't worry about it. But if you are traveling south in the state tonight and towards the Milwaukee area, from about 5 to 8 o'clock or so, they're looking at strong to severe thunderstorms. So heads up if you're going that way. Otherwise, here for us, not too bad. Like you said, the rain that we needed is coming through again from about 4 to 10 tonight, and that'll clear out overnight. And it's going to give us a bright and beautiful day tomorrow. It's going to give us some sunshine on Sunday before the next system moves in. It's going to bring some rain by Sunday afternoon now, and that continues into our Monday.
Well, the good news is so much of the Easter activities are earlier. You know, go to church in the morning, get together for a brunch or a lunch. So actually, if it comes in later in the day, that I don't think will not ruin Easter Sunday. That's the good news.
Correct. Yes. So I'm kind of glad that all of this crazy severe weather is going to be out of the way. We'll have a calmer weekend, and then it's not looking severe as we go into Sunday or Monday at all. It's just some rain rolling through, pretty heavy at times, though. So, yeah, like you said, I'm glad it's in the afternoon and evening as that moves in.
Fantastic. Well, let's get the details now for our holiday weekend weather forecast.
All right. So cloudy, dark, damp, and dreary today. On and off scattered showers, more and more likely and ramping up from about 4 to 10 this evening. Some thunder is possible late. High temperatures today, though, still hitting the upper 50s with highs of about 58 degrees. Tomorrow will be at about 54, so a little bit cooler, but a lot more sunshine out there. A few more clouds start to build in by Sunday afternoon with that rain arriving. High temperatures on Sunday, still 53 degrees, so comfortable, if you ask me.
No, nothing wrong with that at all. All right, Brittany, well, thanks again for the information. Have yourself a wonderful Easter weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday morning.
Bye, Brittany. Sounds Happy good. Easter.
Bye, guys. You too.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21, and that will continue even after the schedule changes that go into effect on Wednesday of next week. Right now in downtown Wausau, the temperature of 50 degrees under cloudy skies. Right now the dew point is 47, relative humidity of 91%. The winds are coming out of the north at just 4 miles per hour, so very calm start here this morning. And the barometric pressure is at 29.61 inches. Coming up, we have an information update. We'll find out what's going on with the news. What's old Don up to this morning? We'll find out with our national news, plus our statewide news update and local news, plus a look at the weather, and Mike will be in with sports, plus an entertainment update with Pete Schwaba as well. Top and bottom of the hour information updates right here on 98.9 WXCO. And then after that, we'll be joined by Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter Mike Clements. That's straight ahead. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. A quick note that coming up later on this afternoon, I will be heading over, weather permitting, to Wausau West as we have high school baseball. The Wausau West Warriors take on the Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Chargers. And, of course, I've been doing Wausau West sports for so many years, but Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is my mom's alma mater. So I like that. Connections on all sides. But Warriors and Wittenberg-Burnhamwood today, starting with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 o'clock, right here on Wausau's only radio home for high school sports play-by-play, 98.9 WXCO. And speaking of sports, a man that keeps his hand on the pulse of everything going on in terms of professional and college sports here in the state of Wisconsin is our Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter, Mike Clements. And Mike, good morning.
Uh-oh. Family Feud and the Home Show on Good Friday.
I know it.
Mom and their son, the radio broadcaster. Oh, boy. Hi, Ted.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I tell you, it's always a lot of stuff going on, but tomorrow the NBA playoffs start for the Milwaukee Bucks, and the thing the last few years, the Milwaukee Bucks would start the NBA playoffs, and we were hoping to have it go through April into May and even into June, but the recent years it's been over in April. I think the goal is to get into May this year.
And the common thread is Giannis.
Yep.
You know, he's injured, and so you're playing this Indiana Pacers team that put you away last year. I think it was that series ended up 4-2. The Bucks have beat the Pacers now this year 3-1. That last one was, of all people, the kid from Wisconsin, Tyrese Halliburton, the 4-point play toward the end of the game. Giannis gets called sort of on a phantom foul. Halliburton from Oshkosh, who went to Iowa State, got drafted, I think, by the Kings, and then they traded him.
Yep.
He's 25 now, 6'5", in the prime of his career, and he plays tough against this team that he watched growing up. But, of course, the big story is the Damian Lillard saga. Just, you know, here he goes. He's got this pain in the right calf a month ago, and they go in for testing, and they say, you've got a blood clot, man, deep vein thrombosis. And so, you know, basketball is just the furthest thing. It's like this could be life-threatening. If that thing releases, it goes to the lungs or the heart, it could be fatal. So they put him on the blood thinner medication. And so it's Tuesday of this week, and our sports director, Jimmy Casca, texts me, and it's like, what? So the Bucks had put, John Horst, the GM, put out a statement saying, hey, he's made tremendous progress. You know, they say that he's going to be cleared where they can take him off that medication. And that was just stunning because this has happened to other NBA players, and they've been out 6 months.
Mm.
And how can this guy recover in 4 weeks like that? And they just said, look, we got it early, detected it early, started the treatments. He's done everything the doctors have told him to do. So then there's a practice the day before yesterday and then yesterday, and we're talking to Doc Rivers. And so while a lot of the network people say, hey, you know, the Bucks could have Dame back in time for this, they say, no, you pump the brakes, right? And because this is an injury where you don't work out. So he hasn't played, you know, or worked out in a month. You've got to get in basketball shape. And that's what, you know, Doc Rivers said yesterday. He's like, yeah, you know, we just had a half walkthrough practice. Our real work was done earlier in the week as we prepared to leave Friday for this game on Saturday against the Pacers. So I don't know if he's going to be back in time for this. You know, he'll have to show them on the court that he's got his breath, that he's ready to go, you know, a full 48 if needed. But it's amazing that they're even talking about him getting on the practice court just a month after being diagnosed with that. But I know that John Horst, first and foremost, you know, you could screw up a relationship with a player if you put that stuff out there about your body and health too early.
Mm-hmm.
But, sincerely, the Bucks were scared. I mean, they wondered if this guy could be career-ending, if not life-threatening. And so they were just kind of rejoicing with the player, with the family, you know, let's do this. We'll put this stuff out there together. But you and I both know, Chad, they got a game to play. There's some gamesmanship here, right? And so when you plant that seed and you tell the Pacers, hey, you might see this guy out there. It might be Dame time already. You've got to spend extra time looking at video of him and how the Bucks, you know, might anticipate him. That's one more thing you have to prepare for. That's one more thing that, you know, a coach and a team like to plant in the seed of their opponent.
And the thing for the Bucks, though, I mean, rotations are a very sensitive thing, and they've won 8 games in a row to finish off the regular season. For Doc Rivers, obviously, to have a top performer like Dame available, but at the same time, I imagine that he has to try to do it in the right way to make it work for Dame and also make it work for the team itself.
Yeah, and like we talked about last week, I think the best comment I've heard, you know, in the press room at Pfizer Forum after a game from one of the guys, like, you know, how are they doing this? And, you know, let's be real, too. You know, of that 8-game winning streak leading up to this week, I mean, half those teams are not even in the postseason. So, you know, we'll be real about that. But the fact is, you know, what did they do that was different? Well, Doc Rivers even went to Giannis Antetokounmpo and said, you know, look, we've got to change your role. You can't be, you know, the usual Giannis who's underneath the rim, fighting for the layup, fighting for the rebound, and all that. You're going to have to be out there moving the ball around more and more of a point guard-like thing. Well, that made him less predictable. I mean, he's coming down, bringing the ball across the line. You don't know if he's going to pass, which, you know, by the way, his assists went up. They had that one night where he had 20 assists, career high. Or if he's going to drive and take it to the basket. And, you know, Kevin Porter Jr. and some of these other shooters they brought along have done a nice job from the outside as well. So they move the ball around. And that's part of what's led to some success. So plan B worked pretty good the last month.
Brewers, I tell you what, the Brewers, every time it feels like, oh, things are really kind of going in a wrong direction, and they had the loss of Saturday and Sunday to wrap up the road trip, and then they got blown out in the first game against Detroit. But it always seems like they have the unique ability to turn it around so quickly and then to allow just one run against a playoff team from last year. They just don't ever seem to get too far into a deep funk, do they, in Milwaukee with the Brewers?
No, and, you know, Monday night, they're feeling good. The Tigers have got some hot players. They made some roster changes this year. But, I mean, 9-1, they weren't even close to getting into it. And, then, you know, the Tigers had their best pitcher on the mound that night as well. The Tyler Alexander, who had done a nice job in his first appearance the week before, just getting shelled. It was 4-0, you know, by the end of the second inning, I believe. So, you know, and then you talk to Murph after the game. It's like, hey, you know, understand, we're bringing up guys from Nashville that, you know, at best should be one-inning, middle-of-the-game relievers. And we're putting them in the mound, calling them major league starters. So this is going to happen. But then they made that trade in the offseason, and they got Jose Quintana out there the other night, and he just shut him down. They had a one-hitter the next night. So they've got enough guys in rotation right now holding down the fort until they can get Brandon Woodruff back and get the Tobias Myers back. He could be back as early as May, I'm hearing. And then they can, you know, be a little. So they're hanging there at 500, and now they've got a series tonight against the A's. And don't call them the Oakland A's. They are the A's.
I call them the West Sacramento A's, Mike.
Well, because that's where they're playing, right?
You know, exactly. I
mean, yeah, they made such a statement that they're so sick and tired of the Coliseum, so they're playing in a place that's got maybe 10,000 people there.
And they're not even selling out.
No, well, you know, yeah, there's so much bad blood, you know, that they're leaving the city, and you know, they haven't really invested in the players and the team, and yeah, it's a bad situation. You know, that was that story, I think I told you it was a year ago. We're in Vegas to cover Super Bowl, and then you wait a couple days after the game so you can get a more affordable flight back to
right,
Wisconsin.
Right.
And it's like, all right, it's Tuesday night in Vegas, and it's after the game, and what do I do? So I saw that Rich Little was playing at the Tropicana, huh, at the Laugh Factory. So I went there, and I actually ran into some guys from Milwaukee that were there. And we watched, it was this great show. Rich Little, he's talking about his days with Sinatra and Sammy Davis on the Strip and on Carson and everything. And I went to the manager of this club and said, wow, that was great. You know, how long is it going to run? He goes, well, we're done at the end of the month. What do you mean we're done? They're tearing the hotel down. We're tearing down the Tropicana. This is where the ballpark's going to be.
Yep.
Oh, really? Wow. So that's where that kind of reality set in, like, This is for real. You know, this is where the A's are going to be in a couple of years. So that's the team that they're facing tonight. The total junction dysfunction. Hopefully the Brewers can get a sweep at home before they go on the road next week against the Giants.
Obviously the Wisconsin Badger football team has some pressure on the Luke Fickell and everybody else going into another year with a looks like a pretty tough schedule. Last thing you need to do is lose a starter in spring practice, right?
Oh, and what a punch to the gut. I mean, they have 15 spring practices, and then they have the summer, and then they come back for what they call the fall camp. And Luke Fickell's got his new offensive coordinator, Grimm, out there installing this offense, new quarterback. And we were out there at the McLean Center, and it was, you know, it's indoors, the turf, but they got some pads, they're moving around. And all of a sudden, Kevin Haywood, who, you know, is projected to take over at left tackle for Jack Nelson from Stoughton, Wisconsin. Jack, whose dad played for the Badgers 30 years ago. And, you know, I sent you the clips of that interview with the guy, yep, from Jack Nelson from the Combine. Kevin Haywood, a four-star recruit coming out of high school, he's the new left tackle with your new offense, and he comes up limping. So we go over the week, and they just tell you lower leg injury, right? So Luke comes and talks to us on Tuesday and says, yeah, torn ACL, done for the season. Oh, man, your left tackle.
Yep.
So now they got to spend these spring practices trying to figure out who they're going to shuffle around in the line to take over as the new left tackle position. So, you know, big, big, big setback like that. And that's what they're going to have to figure out before they get to summer training camp.
Real fast, and I know that we have a couple other points here, and we're running out of time fast. Wait, did you see the Tennessee quarterback situation? Is this something we're going to see more of, holdouts and then almost like getting cut in college football? More like an NFL kind of thing?
It's a mess, and the only thing about the NIL thing, and here's a kid that he was going to get $2 million. Right.
Yep.
And now his agent comes in and tells the school, "Yeah, we want to make that $4 million." And he does, and he walks off the field during their spring practice, leaving them without their lead quarterback just to get things done. Yeah, it's the Wild West in college football. They go from if you're at a coach's barbecue, you're in violation of the rule. Coach can be fined. To now, you know, you got agents and all that. It really needs to be settled down. And it's hard for us to get the information because these agents and these schools are kind of scrambling to set up sort of a system as to, all right, here's our free agency period, here's what the rules are. And it went from NIL to you know, practically salaries right away. And then some people said, hey, you know, he's just a kid. He's just a 22-year-old college kid. You shouldn't be ripping on him publicly. And some of the writers are saying, no, he's not. He's now a professional.
Yep.
We can say anything we want about these athletes.
And NFL draft is finally almost here. I'll say good luck to you to get to your desk at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I don't know. We're still waiting for the plan. And I've got some friends that have volunteered to be, you know, greeters at the airport, at Austin Straubel Airport. And they're like, Mike, it's 2 weeks away. You know, they had all these plans for us last December. I got, you know, pump the brakes because we were at Super Bowl New Orleans. You know, and that was a month after the Cotton Bowl. The league knows what the plan is. They'll reveal it next week, and the public will find out, you know, ideas on where to park, how to get here, the shuttles, that kind of thing, because for security reasons. They don't want to put that out there too early. So, you know, as you get closer to the event, that's when we'll find out what's going on. But, yeah, the draft is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday up in Green Bay, and I'll be waiting patiently over the weekend to find out exactly how I'm going to get through 100,000 people in the parking lot Thursday night. So
30 seconds. Hey, Mike, 30 seconds. Is Aaron Rodgers going to play next year?
He's going through some – this is legit. It's not diva. It's a personal problem. He says he's got a new relationship, and I believe him, and I think he's in communication with Mike Tomlin. So it's like, listen, give me a little time to get through this thing before I give you guys an answer.
Boy, a lot of stuff there, Mike. Hey. Next week's going to be crazy, but really appreciate your time, and have a great weekend.
I'll talk from somewhere around 100,000 next week.
There you go. That's our Mike Clemens, joins us every Friday. Coming up, we'll have more. 8:49 is the time. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. If you go there right now, you'll see me on one side of the table, Cornell on the other side of the table, hanging out here with me this morning, and actually, we have a few minutes before the end of the first hour here. And you know, we were talking about Earth Day and talking about the issues involved with the loss of trees and just generally in terms of some of the important, I think, some lines in the sand are coming rather quickly. Right. And you were saying to me that you've actually started working on a book.
Yeah, well, it's about a scientist, you know, and. It's almost like, and he's going down to the supercomputer, and he's trying to figure out, you know, how long can we survive without trees? So, you know, and it
to me, it seems like it would be very, very short.
Yeah, well, it could be 100 years, but then he goes down to this convention, and he talks to this oligarch, and, you know, he gives a speech, and he says, well, we have to go with planting more trees, solar power, wind power, and the oligarch says, well, I want to keep drilling.
Drill, right?
Yes. You know. So he gets mad, and this oligarch after the convention, there's a kind of a riot there because, you know, each group is kind of fighting. You know, the tree people want to plant trees, and the oligarchs want to keep drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
And they're pulling the windmills out, and you know, it's just people have to realize the environments, you know, it's so important.
You know, something that I was talking to about with a friend recently, it was during the last days of the campaign leading to April 1st for the state Supreme Court, talking about, you know, Elon Musk and the amount of money that he puts in and mm-hmm. the amount of money that people like Diane Hendricks, one of the richest people in Wisconsin, puts mm-hmm. into Republican politics in these dirty spots every election cycle, and the Elon family. The bottom line is we can't take the money with us. We can't take the power with us. We can't take this... these ideas of immediate gratification with us, mm-hmm. that there has to be some sort of balance. And I'm not saying that folks making money is not, it's not the end all be all that's horrible, because mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it happens, but it just feels as though this idea when it comes to the environment, that you just strip it to the bare bone just to get a little bit extra money that you ultimately can't take with you.
Right.
I mean, the big picture, and you were saying to me earlier off the air that, you know, when we bring in the kids, you know, you hear the kids' voices, you hear mm-hmm. hear the energy. Mm-hmm. We got to think about the future.
Oh,
and so many of the
definitely.
Folks, when you talked about what Tom Tiffany's doing, mm-hmm. it has no thought about the next generation mm-hmm. or the generation after that, or 1,000 years from now or mm-hmm. 10,000 years from now. Mm-hmm. And I think when you get right down to the core of it, the idea, as simple as it is, whether it's a tree, whether it's a plant, it's about the future.
Right, right. You know, you just have to think about the environment, and that the way the administration is going, the Trump administration, is we're going the wrong way. We got to go on the path of conservation, you know, to protect the future environment for the next generation. You know, and it's so important. You know, it's just... you know, even planting trees around rivers where they'll keep the rivers cool, and the trees can break chemicals down. They're not planting enough trees around lakes where the trees will keep the lakes cool. And it's so important that you just have to wake up to the fact and think about the future, because what the scientists have said, well, they don't believe in the scientists' administration.
It's all a hoax. It's always a hoax. The climate hoax.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
And again, and that's a point as well, that in this era, the idea of poo-pooing intelligence.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, when you basically, and frankly, and again, I don't want to delve down this rabbit hole mm-hmm. right away, but when you look at the people around Donald Trump, he puts in people that have no business being in these positions that have significant influence on our lives, because simply put, they're not qualified
mm-hmm.
over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And there is a big crack in our system right mm-hmm. now. The fact that the whole system is based on, hey, if you see that, it's supposed to be stopped at some level in the process of approving these cabinet appointees, mm-hmm. and somehow it doesn't work because these folks, to simply put, will not say no to Donald Trump.
Well, I just want to say that, I was in the military, in the medical corps, and we vaccinated people. If you left the country, you would have to get vaccinated. Now, you have Kennedy in there, and he doesn't believe in that, and... get vaccinated. The doctor said the people that died didn't have to die with these with the measles. I'm talking about the measles.
Yep.
They didn't have to die, but they didn't believe in getting vaccinated. And I strongly believe that. I've got about 8 shots of COVID in me. So, I mean, you know, I mean, for an example, as I was studying COVID, that a family went into the hospital and the wife had COVID. And the doctor came out and said to the family, the mother is gone. You know, I mean, that's how fast it can hit you. It's very important to get vaccinated.
I got to cut you off right there. We got 5 seconds to go.
Get vaccinated.
Top of the hour, and then another hour to come here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.